USA News. I'm John Schaefer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy ready to hear what President Biden's plans are to address issues facing Americans.
They're worried about the fuel. They're worried about their jobs as they go. They see inflation time after again. And then when you look at the latest polling, they're worried about their government.
And for his part, McCarthy says he will not tear up the president's speech at the end like former Speaker Nancy Pelosi did following former President Trump's State of the Union. The death toll has now eclipsed 7,500 following yesterday's devastating earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. More than half of those deaths have been reported in Turkey. Aid is flowing in from countries all over the world as the search continues for survivors. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says we will likely see more interest rate hikes.
Ongoing rate increases will be appropriate. And the reason is we're trying to achieve a stance of policy that is sufficiently restrictive to bring inflation down to 2% over time. And we don't think we've achieved that yet.
Addressing the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., Powell added that he believes Americans will see relief from high prices this year. Seven people were injured when the battery in a laptop caught fire on a United Airlines flight leaving San Diego.
The plane safely landed and taxied to one of the gates in Terminal 2. From there, the emergency personnel responded.
Airport spokesperson Sabrina Lopiccolo says the crew was able to get the battery into a fire bag to prevent that fire from spreading in the cabin. Four of those injured were hospitalized. New Hampshire is still planning on holding the first Democratic presidential primary in 2024. New Hampshire's Secretary of State David Scanlon says a weekend decision by the Democratic National Committee to make South Carolina the first state in the nation primary has no bearing on the Granite State. Scanlon says a 1975 state law mandates that New Hampshire holds its primary 7 days before any other state. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command says most of the wreckage from a downed Chinese spy balloon has been cleared off the North and South Carolina coastlines. A crew from the USS Carter Hall worked to clean up the debris, although it is possible more could wash up on shore in the future. Americans prepare to open up their wallets this Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation says an estimated $26 billion will be spent on flowers, cards, candy, and other gifts. That works out to about $193 per person, which is 20 bucks more than last year. More people say they'll bet on the Super Bowl this year. A lot more people. Thanks to more states legalizing sports betting.
The American Gaming Association estimates more than 50 million adults across the USA will put down a total of more than $16 billion on the big game. That's 20% of all of us, more than 60% more bettors than last year. 33 states and the District of Columbia have now legalized sports betting. 3 more states are in the process. That means about 57% of the USA's population can make a legal wager. A separate study shows fewer of us are laying bets with bookies. In Las Vegas, I'm Richard Johnson.
Canines will play a key security role in protecting fans at this weekend's Super Bowl in the Phoenix area. The TSA says a team of special bomb-sniffing dogs will be on duty at the stadium. Those dogs are usually deployed at the nation's airports working for TSA. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.